Top five is coming your way. Although I may interrupt the top five to go live to the Donald Trump Sarah Palin rally.
Oh, is that going on right now?
It's going to go on.
Okay.
We're not on stage yet. I just want to, we may have to just dip in, as we like to say.
That's going to be nothing but fun right there.
I don't know. So what did I say that's on? Is that on the 51 or 53? Do we know? This is technical talk. I'm just looking at my screen here. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to have to do it like this, but I have so limited.
It's on 53.
It's on. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy.
Thank you very much, Judy. That was great of you to do that. Because I want to just be prepared.
Prepared for what?
Right now, they're playing the Rolling Stones on 53. Is that literally the? This is the rally right now? That's the live satellite feed of the rally? You know what worries me? Is that Trump just keeps infringing on people's rights here.
You don't think he got approval for that?
Yeah, I think he's got to pay the rights to this.
And I think it's hilarious, the choice of the song.
Yeah. This is perfect for Republicans.
Perfect.
Yeah, you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. What?
Someone in audio is having a big laugh. What an odd intro.
It's hilarious. We've been laughing about it in the newsroom.
This can't be it.
No.
It is.
Is this ABC making a decision on this, or is this actually the...
No, that is the rally.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Great song, though. All right. Well, in the meantime, let's,
The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
All right. Let us go. Checking in at
number five.
All right. So the Trumpster, before he headed over to this rally that he's going to be at, he was at the John Wayne Birthplace Museum in Winterset, Iowa, to announce the endorsement of John Wayne's daughter, Aisa Wayne. John Wayne had a daughter named Aisa? That's some jungle fever right there, isn't it? What's going on there? Is that right?
That's what that means.
Aisa?
Let's take a look.
Yeah. He was asked about getting the Sarah Palin endorsement and said.
And I just have to say, I was such a fan of John Wayne, and so this is a very great honor. I'm a big fan of Sarah Palin, yes. It's a very big event planned, and I think everyone's going to be very impressed.
You betcha.
Are you sure that's not Lisa Wayne? Are we sure that this
is? No, it is. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it is A-I-S-S-A. Beautiful woman.
We had John Wayne's son in
a
couple of months ago because they got that bourbon that they're doing. And that's a good-looking dude right there.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, John Wayne was a good-looking dude.
She's good-looking, too.
John Wayne was great.
Mm-hmm.
And John Wayne would have, especially John Wayne, his latter days of his political life, he got very political in the end. And I think he would have liked Trump. I think I got to say, Trump would say that, but I think that might be true. That this is the kind of, that's where Trump, where Wayne was. I don't need all these crappy politicians. Let me tell you something. All right, checking in at
number four.
All right, it's becoming more commonplace. After a loved one dies, who owns what we create online? Ooh, that's a good question.
It is.
For one Canadian widow, Peggy Bush, that question led to Apple demanding a court order so that she could get her husband's password so she could download a card game on his iPad.
I could get pensions. I could get benefits. I could get all kinds of things. But from Apple, I couldn't even get a silly little password. It just seemed nonsense.
And according to her daughter, who she was asking for anyway, because it sounds like that's you might need to do that, or grandkids. The fix isn't as easy as settling up to the Genius Bar at the nearest Apple store.
I just called Apple and said, what do we do about this? Thinking it would be a fairly simple thing to take care of. You need a court order. You need to go to court to do that. And I said that was ridiculous. All I want to do is download a card game from my mother on the iPad. I don't want to have to go to court in order to do that.
Have you ever tried to call Apple on anything?
Oh, yeah.
My sister had to call them because her son charged $400 in like add-ons in the App Store. It was a nightmare to try to deal with it.
You know what Apple calls that? They call that their business model. Mm-hmm. So I don't think when
it's
you're going to call,
business model.
Call and try and get that back, I don't know if that's going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't work out so well.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number three.
Hollywood's diversity debate has crossed the pond. And because it's a cross pond problem, as it turns out.
Oh.
Idris Elba. Do you say Idris? I've heard this pronounced 100 different ways.
But I've heard Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. But people are saying, Idris Elba. I'm having the same problem with Aisha.
Adele Dazeem.
Yes, with the same problem with John Wayne's daughter. Anyway, Idris Elba says in a speech to the British Parliament, and this is an audience-packed hearing room in Parliament, Elba was charming and funny, but at one point he quoted the late Nelson Mandela in Mandela's accent about the serious problem that isn't just in America.
You have to ask the question, are black people normally playing petty criminals? Are women always the love interest or talking about men? Are gay people always stereotyped? Are disabled people ever seen at all? Do some people have their careers taken away on a whim? Is their talent unfairly ignored? Change is coming, but it's going to take its sweet time. Nelson Mandela said, anything difficult always seems impossible until it's done. That was so shockingly bad. I don't know how I got the job to do that. It's so bad. But look, the good news is we're not trying to put a man on the moon.
I think, you know, he's right. And the more people talk about it, I think there'll be a reaction to it.
And now, listen to this. Remember, yesterday we told you about Jada Pinkett Smith. She was all upset.
Sure. She's boycotting. She and her husband, Will Smith, both want
to boycott the Oscars because Will Smith didn't get an Oscar nomination.
Well, she's seeing the larger picture of that there's no diversity in the nominees.
But up steps Janet Hubert. Now, she played Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember
the
her.
Original Aunt Viv.
Mm-hmm.
And she is having nothing of this whole Jada Pinkett Smith.
First of all, Miss Thing, does your man not have a mouth of his own with which to speak? And the second thing is, girlfriend, there's a lot of shit going on in the world that you all don't seem to recognize. People are dying. Our boys are being shot left and right. People are hungry. People are starving. People are trying to pay bills. And you talk about some actors in Oscars.
So you're not allowed to talk about anything unless you're talking about those things.
Jada Pinkett Smith is the wrong person. I am with Aunt Viv. Jada Pinkett Smith is the wrong person to be commenting on this. Right? It's because, first of all, Will Smith has made more money than God as an actor. And he's great. He's a very entertaining guy. I love him in almost everything he does. And apparently the star turn he's taking here is a serious actor in concussion. And he is good. He's a good two-way player. And Ali, he got a nomination for Ali.
He did. He was beat out by, I can't remember, another black actor.
So, I mean, he's got he had a great career. He's a talented guy beyond belief. Don't lose focus of what this is. It's, you know, Steven Spielberg got passed over this year. Steven Spielberg, who a lot of people are arguing that Bridge of Spies is the best movie of the year. And Steven Spielberg did not get a director nomination. So, ease up. Is my agent and half the accountants in Hollywood going to get up and boycott and argue that Hollywood is anti-Semitic? I don't think so.
No, it's a little bit disappointing that there isn't more diversity in movies in general, but I don't know. They're putting a lot of pressure right now on Chris Rock because he's the host of the Oscars, and they're trying to say, no, 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 you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't even show up for the Oscars because you should make a statement by not being there. And then others like Ricky Gervais is saying, no, 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 you can make a bigger impact if you just kind of make fun of the room for being white and have a whole bunch of other jokes like that, as Chris Rock is pretty good at doing.
Yeah. And by the way, Will Smith lost to Denzel Washington
That's what I thought.
For
yeah.
Training Day.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So I mean, Denzel Washington was great in Training Day.
Oh. Right. But at what point do you go, okay, well, all right, maybe this is... And I think that Aunt Viv is right. With all the other stuff that's going on, I mean, literally, four kids just got shot at 48th and King Drive.
But we've talked about a lot of things on the show today, too. We're not allowed to talk about a lot of things. There are serious issues.
There are serious issues of which to be upset about. And her husband not getting an Oscar nomination is not one of them.
She's not just saying it's about her husband.
It's just about her husband. Maybe why is she doing it, Miss Thang? Miss Thang? All right.
You're turning into Aunt Viv. I'm a little worried.
Yes, I am. All right, wait, I'm going to keep moving because I want to go live to the Trump when Trump goes to the stage. So we're just going to keep
number
moving.
Number two.
Judd Apatow, he's also upset because he would like to see more comedies at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
He's out promoting his new Netflix TV series, Love. He says he'd like to have seen a nomination or two for the Amy Schumer train wreck, which he directed.
Well, for some reason, comedies never get much attention at the Oscars. I think because when comedies work well, they seem effortless. No one's wearing a big fancy costume from the 1700s or
fighting a bear.
Getting attacked by a wild animal. Yeah.
He also slammed the Golden Globes for awarding The Martian Best Comedy.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, huh?
I don't know why they needed to squeeze it in that way, because they think it was going to win for Best Picture. It's a great movie, but it's probably not Best Picture.
Yeah, probably not Best Picture.
I know. That's anti-Martian that I said that. Mm-hmm. I know. And it's...
You're anti-Jada and anti-Martian
today. I'm anti-Martian, yeah. All right, hold on 1 second. Violetta Podramatic has got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.
Wish you were handy around the house? Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN TV.
Let's check in on the Trump rally right now and see what music they're playing
now
here.
At the podium.
They love, they're stones heavy here.
No shortage of irony, though.
This is the Trump rally in Iowa. Sarah Palin coming out. The only thing better here is if you had a black vice presidential female candidate. Condoleezza Rice. That would be his better shot right there.
Brown Sugar, he played Tiny Dancer by Elton John, and Sympathy for the Devil, which a lot of people are having fun with right now on the social media, that was played as well.
Oh, like a Tiny Dancer.
I know.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer. What is the... my God. I love Elton John. He loves me. He played a private concert in Mar-a-Lago for me.
The best is you don't always get what you want. I mean,
was it Rush Limbaugh that got married at Mar-a-Lago and had Elton John as his
pianist?
Pianist, I said. The guy playing the piano. All right, we're waiting. We're waiting. We'll take you there. We'll take you there when they hit the stage. I'm very excited about this because this is the love connection that we've been waiting for. All right, finally in the top five.
Number one.
Just in time to celebrate MLK Day, Jimmy Kimmel brought back his Lie Witness News segment last night. Wait till you hear this. In which he had people react to the news that Martin Luther King was still alive and endorsed Donald Trump.
What do you think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. endorsing Donald Trump for president?
I figure if he's going to endorse Donald Trump for president, then maybe he thinks it'll be a good president, in his opinion.
Were you surprised that Martin Luther King Jr. endorsed Donald Trump even though he got kicked off Celebrity Apprentice last year?
Oh, yes. I would be surprised, but you got to do what's better. You know, the rich are going to support the rich, and they got to know how to take care of their money. Because if Donald Trump, being the money man he is, will take care of their money. Sup, TMZ?
Oh, wow. That didn't sound real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know. But I fear that it was. That's the problem. All right, let me just check in what they're playing right now.
Okay. Go ahead and sell me out. Oh, good song.
Wow.
See, I'll leave
with every. Classic Adele. Wait till she finds out about this. She's not going to be happy.
Don't they have to get permission?
Yeah. Well, what happens is they don't necessarily have to until they get busted with it, and then the artists get all mad.
I think he just got busted.
Elton John's not going to want a piece of this. Mick Jagger will take the money. He'll charge him. I don't know where Adele is on this.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where she is either. Thinking about banning.
Here's a good part. Everybody's bobbing their head to this. All right, we'll come back and we'll take you live to the Trump rally. Judley's going to be here to talk about the Hawks going for 12 in a row. As Connor pointed out, you got to get to 11 first, but they did that already. And Judy Palak's WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.